Now shall we turn in our Bibles, please, to the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15. First epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, in chapter 15. Reading, please, at verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now the epistle to the Hebrews, please. Chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we read at verse 6, But without faith it is impossible to please him, that is to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now the last reading, please, in 1 Peter 3, again, where our brother has already read, 1 Peter chapter 3. And we'll read, please, again at verse 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, the blood of Christ can only do that, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers be made subject unto him. Our God will bless what we have been hearing, and these portions of his word that we have read together. I was thinking a little in connection with this man Moses, or Noah that we have read about, here in these two places. We might have gone back to the book of Genesis and read in detail how that Noah prepared that ark for the saving of his house and for all who would come in. But there were those, of course, we know, the majority that refused to enter into the ark, that place of safety that was prepared by Noah before the days of the flood. Now, in the portion that we have read in 1 Peter chapter 3, for this is what was upon my mind, I believe we have a number of things that have to do with what we have already been hearing in connection with the gospel. Now, we read from 1 Corinthians 15 what the gospel really is. The Apostle Paul made it very clear when he said, For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And Paul declares that this is the gospel, the good news of salvation. Now, there's two sides to the gospel, we know, because if there is such a thing as salvation, then what are we saved from? And we have been hearing from our brother already that we are saved from our sins and from the penalty of our sins and from the judgment that will fall upon sinners who reject the ark of safety, who reject the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so I see in 1 Peter 3, where we have read these verses particularly upon my mind, I see the preaching of the gospel, I see the preparation of the ark, I'll just mention these thoughts briefly, I see the procrastination of sinners, that is, there were those who didn't come in, God was patiently waiting in the days of Noah, and there were those who refused to come. Then I see that not only the patience of God, but I see the punishment of the disobedient, and then, if you would like, we also have the picture of baptism, or the proof of obedience, because that's one of the proofs that there are those who have obeyed the gospel. And if we were to have read in the last chapter of Peter, we would have found out there that question that is asked, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And so, it's a tragedy, really, not to obey the gospel. But what was the gospel that Noah preached? Well, I believe if we were to read back in Genesis, we would find that for 120 years, Noah preached the gospel. That was the time while he was preparing that ark. The gospel in Noah's day was the fact that judgment was coming. We were to read in Genesis chapter 6, we would read words like these. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth. And it repented him that he had made man. He saw that the imagination of their hearts was only evil continually. And that's what's in the heart of man today. Sometimes because of civilization, people live a little better and are a little better organized in some places than in others, and are a little more civilized, and we have laws in our land that give us a measure of protection, albeit in many parts of the world today, that seems to have passed by the board, and one almost has to move around armed in some parts of the country. Somebody came up from L.A. just recently that we were talking to, and they said, you know, they told us down there, somebody asked when they went out somewhere, I forget just the occasion, he said, well, did you have a gun with you? Well, he said, I didn't carry a gun. Well, he said, everybody else does. Well, I don't know that everybody does, but I know this, that we're living in a world of lawlessness. We're living in a world where the heart of man, the imagination of man's heart is evil continually, and there's absolutely nothing can be done with the heart of men and women who have turned their back on the Lord Jesus Christ and who have rejected the gospel that has been provided for sinners. God so loved the world and we that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so for 120 years in Noah's day, that was the gospel. Noah said, come into the ark. That was the message. Judgment is coming. Well, nobody believed Noah.